Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. I will take you through chapter 4, which is artificial intelligence in operations, specifically predictive maintenance. The agenda will cover overview of industry maintenance function, predictive maintenance using artificial intelligence, steps to implement AI-driven predictive maintenance, key performance indicators for predictive maintenance using AI, real-world applications of predictive maintenance, and finally the summary. So coming to the introduction, maintenance is a planned systematic approach ensuring machines, equipment, and system function optimally. So why do you do the maintenance? Equipment, you know, are subjected to wear and tear, and that is the reason they need to be maintained occasionally. They need to be lubricated. Certain components, certain parts which may get worn out need to be replaced. Basically to ensure that the equipment continues to operate optimally as per the design. It plays a crucial role in industrial operations by preventing unexpected breakdowns, because this is something which can disrupt your normal production process, disrupt your planning. So you don't want unexpected breakdowns to take place. Regular inspections and timely repairs reduce disruptions and costly downtimes. Number two, ensure safety. Well-maintained equipment minimizes risk and creates a secure work environment. So it's like a car or a two-wheeler that you may have. You would rather have it serviced and repaired before it breaks down. Because imagine you're on the road, and if it breaks down, it's going to put you through a lot of hardships. Likewise, when there is a sudden unexpected breakdown, it is going to result in a lot of hardships, which you want to avoid. Improving the efficiency. So routine servicing enhances performance, productivity, and resource utilization. So like we said, maintenance also ensures that the machine continues to operate, or the equipment continues to operate as per the design and operates consistently. So what are the key maintenance objectives? Reliability. Preventing system failures ensures consistent performance. Number two is safety. Routine checks detect defects and malfunctions, promoting workplace security. Anything which, you know, fails, there are certain failures which can mean just, stoppage of the machine, but there can be certain failures which can be risky. They can actually be harmful to the operators or the people around the machine. So safety is another major concern. Cost effectiveness, early issue resolution reduces repair expenses and optimizes resource use. So in the earlier chapter, we talked about, consequential damage. We gave the example of a ball bearing failure. Now, suppose it is not resolved in time, it can further lead to damage of the shaft, etc. So timely repair will also reduce the time required for repair, expenses for the repair, and basically result in a longer life of the equipment. So what are the maintenance strategies that we have? One is the reactive maintenance, or run to failure. So you maintain the equipment only when there is a failure, when there is a breakdown. Repair occurs only after a breakdown. What are the pros of this? Minimal planning. You don't need to do any planning. Cost effective for low risk equipment. So simple, low risk equipment, which are not very complex, which are not very crucial. So here, there is no major impact, due to the breakdown of the equipment. Cons leads to high long-term cost, safety risk, and downtime. So we have already seen how, a breakdown can lead to consequential damages, can have safety issues, and also, disrupt your planning schedules or production schedules, etc. The second type is the preventive maintenance, which is time-based. So here, scheduled servicing based on usage history. So you have a statistical history which says that a certain, let's say there are pulleys and there are belts. So the belt has a life of, let's say, 3 years. And every 3 years, you are supposed to change the belt. So based on the statistical data or the recommendation of the equipment supplier, you are changing the equipment or changing the bearings or changing some other component or servicing it. Like we do in the case of cars, where we service the car every couple of miles or every couple of years. What is what are the pros of these? Reduces unexpected failure. Simple to implement. What are the cons? It can result in unnecessary maintenance cost, increasing the cost. Why? Let us say that the manufacturer said that you need to replace the belt every 3 years. But let us say the belt has a life of 5 years. So you are prematurely changing the belt or prematurely changing the bearing before it is actually the entire life of the component has been used up. So this is how it can actually result in unnecessary maintenance cost and increases your overall cost of maintenance of the equipment. The third type is the condition-based maintenance. So here it uses real-time sensor data to trigger maintenance when needed. It basically monitors the vibration, the temperature, the energy consumption, etc., to monitor the condition of the equipment. So what are the pros? Targeted intervention, reducing the waste. So here you are actually intervening or maintaining the equipment when the life of the component has really come to an end. So you are actually reducing the waste and reducing the cost. But what are the cons here? This requires advanced sensors and technical expertise, because to monitor the temperature, the pressure, the vibrations, the sound level, etc., you require multiple sensors, and this can be an expensive proposition. And coming to the last one, predictive maintenance. So here, predictive maintenance uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to forecast failures. It does monitor some of the parameters here, and it recognizes from the past pattern, when certain failures are imminent. So what are the pros? Minimizes downtime, reduces the cost, enhances the safety, same like the condition monitoring. But here you don't need all those sensors, etc. The cons here is requires historical data and analytical expertise. So you need to build up the model. And for machine learning, you require a lot of historical data. Also, to set up the AI-based system, it's a holistic thing, which means you need the hardware, you require specialized softwares to actually set up such a system. So these are the cons as far as predictive maintenance is concerned. So predictive maintenance powered by AI and machine learning is revolutionizing industrial maintenance strategies. And how is it doing it? So unlike traditional reactive or scheduled maintenance, AI-driven predictive maintenance analyzes real-time equipment data to detect patterns of wear or malfunction. So it is detecting patterns in the operation of the equipment. So as I said, things like the vibration level, the sound level, the energy consumption, etc., or even the parameters, the quality parameters being measured of the finished product coming out of it, or the product coming out of it. Predicts failures before they occur, preventing costly breakdowns. So just like condition monitoring, here also it predicts the failure before they actually happen. Optimizes maintenance schedules, reducing unnecessary servicing. So here also, the components are used to their full life or full value. So instead of, you know, the preventive maintenance where you are going by a yardstick saying that the belt needs to be changed every 3 years, here you are waiting for the belt, the life of the belt to get exhausted. And when the signs start showing, when the AI triggers an alert that the belts now need a replacement, that is the time you do it. So it does optimizes your maintenance cost. At the same time, it doesn't wait till there is a breakdown. It alerts you much before that. Enhances safety and operational efficiency, minimizing disruptions. We have already discussed this. AI-driven predictive maintenance aligns with Industry 4, integrating Internet of Things, automation, and AI-powered analytics to create intelligent, proactive maintenance ecosystem. So this is, the benefit that one derives with the predictive maintenance. So what are the core components of the predictive maintenance? One, data collection and transmission. Sensors monitor vibration, temperature, pressure, and noise for equipment health assessment. So just as in case of, condition monitoring, here also it is monitoring the vitals of the equipment. Internet of Things devices transmit real-time machine performance data for analysis. So remotely, you can sense the deviations in the machine performance, and these can then be analyzed in real time to preempt any failures. Historical data provides trends and failure records for accurate forecasting. So historical data tells the AI the trends which were observed in the past and the kind of failure it resulted in. So it can predict the kind of failure which is likely to happen going forward based on the actual data it has captured. AI-based analysis and predictive modeling. So machine learning models detect degradation trends based on past failures. So what it does is, as the machine is growing older and the wear and tear on the machine is growing, the machine is learning to detect the degradation, which is on account of the wear and tear. Deep learning algorithms recognize complex equipment behavior. There are algorithms which, based on the past records, they can recognize the behavior of the equipment and basically, identify the root causes or why these anomalies are being detected or visible. Anomaly detection flags irregularities before major breakdowns occur. So it detects the anomaly and it flags, before the breakdown occurs. So it does so well in advance so that there is adequate time to plan for the preventive maintenance or the predictive maintenance so that there is no disruption of your production schedules. Decision support and automated alerts. AI systems generate alerts when early warning signs of failure appear. So they will alert the operator or the management whenever such signs appear so that the management or the operator is geared to actually take corrective actions or to plan a preventive maintenance or predictive maintenance of the equipment. Automated maintenance scheduling ensures timely intervention without over-maintenance. So sometimes the AI systems are designed to also schedule the maintenance. So it will automatically schedule a maintenance on the next shutdown day, which could be a weekly off or so, when the machine could be taken for predictive maintenance. Integration with a computerized maintenance management system streamlines operational workflows. So when you integrate the predictive maintenance system, then it not only monitors the system, it also schedules the preventive maintenance, and in the background it may also arrange for the spares, check whether the spare parts etc. are available, and if they are not available, then plan for it and schedule the necessary resources required. AI technologies in predictive maintenance, so digital twins. We actually saw the digital twins in the quality control and the operations also. Here we are looking at it in the predictive maintenance. So AI powered virtual replicas of physical assets simulate real-time conditions, and these are used to test the maintenance scenarios and predict the equipment failures. So you can simulate the failure of the equipment through the digital twin. Machine learning and deep learning. Supervised machine learning is the labeled machine learning where the data is labeled. So supervised machine learning uses past failure records to forecast issues. So here it again recognizes patterns based on the past data and predicts the type of failure which is likely to happen. Unsupervised machine learning detects unknown failure modes by identifying anomalies. There could be some very rare kind of occurrences which have not been noticed in the past. So here you will find the unsupervised machine learning data. So, but it will detect any anomaly and it will flag or alert so that there can be a human intervention for looking into the kind of anomaly. Neural networks refine insights from complex equipment data, improving prediction accuracy. So this is another aspect of AI, which is used to predict and improve the predictions going forward. Edge AI for real-time predictions enables local processing of machine data without relying on cloud network. So Edge is a protocol which is more for a telephony. So it's used for telephony as well as for SMS protocols, etc. So wherever the Wi-Fi or the broadband kind of a network is not available, even the Edge protocols can be used for local processing of machine data without relying on the cloud networks. Ideal for offshore platforms, remote energy grids, and automated factories. So this has been used also, as I'm aware, in remote equipment, etc., where it sends out certain signals or certain codes to the manufacturer to say that the system is facing certain anomalies and there is a likelihood of a failure, so that the manufacturer can actually attend to the problem before actual failure occurs. So what are the benefits of predictive maintenance? One, reduced downtime. So it prevents failure before they disrupt the operation, because you have time to schedule the maintenance and there are no surprises, there are no disruption of your normal production schedules. Lower maintenance cost, because it eliminates unnecessary servicing and emergency repairs. No consequential damages, and you're using the full life of the components and not prematurely changing them. Improved safety, because you're not waiting for breakdown maintenance. So chances of safety incident, unsafe incident are avoided. So it detects potential risks early, ensuring workplace security or safety. Extended equipment lifespan addresses wear before it escalates into a major damage. So basically it's an early warning system, which basically means extended life of the equipment. Optimized resource utilization ensures maintenance is scheduled efficiently. we all already saw that resource utilization, both in terms of manpower, in terms of components. So you are making full use of the component, full life of the component. And even the way the maintenance is scheduled, the manpower is also used in the most effective way. AI-driven predictive maintenance enables proactive equipment management by leveraging machine learning, IoT sensors, and real-time analytics. So it enables all these, as we have seen in the previous slides. Successful implementation requires a structured methodology to maximize efficiency and cost savings. So all these are very good when you look at it as a concept, but implementation requires a methodology to actually make it effective and to derive the full benefit of predictive maintenance.